We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
It's a hump day.
Yes.
It's Wednesday, the 2nd of October, 2019. Joe McKenzie, Little Web Girl, out today on vacation. Producer Pork Chop. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. So glad you are here with us. Whether you're just getting out of work or you're waking up at the butt crack of dawn, either way, welcome. So glad to have you here. 833-563-2539. If you ever want to be part of the show, Twitter and Instagram, give us a follow if you don't already. That's Radio Now AM Show. Hi, Mackenzie. How
Hello.
Are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little tired. We went out last night to Team Trivia, and a big night last night, not to try to spoil anything, but we went out there for producer Porkchop's birthday.
Yes.
And it wasn't Family Feud trivia. It was actual team trivia, and this is how it went down.
All right. The answer was 275. And the team that got the closest without going over was Happy Birthday Porkchop.
Yeah! We won team trivia last night, Mackenzie. How incredible
is that? That's incredible, especially for your birthday. I'm so happy. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun. Yesterday, I didn't do much. I was kind of home just sleeping, and then Joe hit me up, and he was like, hey, like, let's all go to Team Trivia at the Family Feud. Where we go to Family Feud at the Britain Tavern. And yeah, it was fun. I can't even talk because I had so much fun last night.
He's still waking up.
Now, wanted to ask you, though, exactly how was your birthday?
Oh, it was great. I'm so glad that you invited me out. We had so much fun. We won a $50 gift card. And then after that, I should have went home and went to bed like a good, responsible boy.
But you didn't. How late were you at the bar till?
I don't know.
He literally doesn't remember.
But it was like,
that's okay. It was your birthday.
What did you do, though?
Well, after we hung out, I went out with some people and had some drinks because it was my birthday.
How late were you out till?
Are these new people or people you know?
People I know, some good friends.
Okay, fun. So you left Joe.
Yeah,
Joe.
You left our afternoon dude, Dustin.
Yeah, I left.
And ironically, I boasted to Dustin how I've never been late to the show before. And today was definitely the latest I came in. What time did I come in? Like 30 minutes ago?
I don't know why you're ratting yourself out.
It's okay.
I would never it's gonna be a great show. Divulge that info.
No, but I mean, like, how late do you think you were out, though? Like, have you been asleep at all?
Yeah, no, I slept last night for maybe 3 hours.
You seem a little weird this morning.
Yeah.
Wait,
what was that?
I drank a lot of drinks last night.
What is your drink? Let's start there.
I had a couple Jack and Cokes.
Oh, fun.
And I think that's it. I had a couple of Jack and Cokes. But like when I was out with Joe, I had 2 beers and a shot. And then I think last night some people bought me shots for my birthday.
Oh, that's what happens. Those shots will just get you.
Mackenzie, hold on.
Probably had like 4 Jack and Cokes last night after I left you.
Is he wearing the same clothing he wore yesterday on his birthday?
Yeah, it's my birthday suit.
Wait, did you go home last night?
No, I did not.
Ooh, this just got interesting.
It's whatever. I may have made some choices that I may or may not regret, but I'm here.
I was crack.
Were you doing drugs last night?
How dare you? I've never done a drug in my life. The only drug I've ever done is marijuana, and I don't think people consider that a drug nowadays.
I mean, you can be honest with us, Porkchop.
Smoke weed every day.
You just seem a little funny this morning.
Well, I don't know what makes you think I might have done
Mackenzie,
something like that.
It is so awkward in here. I'm dying.
Can you look at him in the eyes real quick?
He can't. He can't look at me. No, I love chops. I'm not going to buzz his chops.
If you do them, you're bad. Because drugs are bad, okay? It's a bad thing to do drugs, so don't be bad.
Hey,
by doing drugs, okay? That'd be bad. Drugs are bad.
I'm here, I'm awake, and it's going to be a great show.
That's right. What he does on his free time, that's his choice.
Mm-hmm. You know what I could do? I could get my breathalyzer and see what I'm at. That would be fun.
I just like that, honestly, though, right when he came in this morning, he's like, you guys. And he admits all the bad things that he did. It's hilarious.
Ugh. All right. We're gonna have to delve deeper into this and figure out exactly what's happening. But we're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. I hope he does.
You don't last night, Tuesday night.
You don't want to smell me.
No, that's what I'm wondering. Like, what is, and we have like no AC in our building, so we just have hot garbage smell coming at us right now.
I probably smell like D.
Ah!
Excuse me?
Dirty.
I'm dead over here.
Hey, Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
I don't even care about the garbage. Honestly, no offense. We could talk about this all morning.
Who says that?
Our poor intern, Chloe. She's sitting right next to me.
It's her, like, second day?
Third day.
I know. And poor Chloe's supposed to be teaching her all these great things, and he had her come in early today.
Stop.
Yeah, it was like, Chloe, don't. It's cool. Usually every Wednesday, poor Chop comes in hungover in the clothing from the day before.
Poor Chop, I probably smell like D.
To be fair, I called intern Chloe, and I walked her through things.
He did. That was responsible.
All right.
So is someone going to wake up and miss you and not realize that you're gone?
It's okay.
I just want to talk about this all morning.
This is so...
I have so many questions here. It's like... How did Pork Chop...
It's the shots. They'll get ya.
Yeah. I'm just... Honestly, Joe, I'm really glad you called me this morning and woke me up. I think that was very nice of you. You could have just let me... I'd still be sleeping right now.
And we weren't giving you a hard time because you ran it by me. I was like, yes, let's... just to make sure you were, like, alive
okay.
We weren't trying to yell at you or anything.
My phone was on vibrate, and I felt it vibrating, and my first thought was, oh, crap.
We're glad you're here. You made it in. That's amazing.
All right. Well, it will be an interesting show. How about we agree upon that? And we'll see if we can get any more details out of them. But Mackenzie, what is coming up in the garbage?
Oh, man. Major breakup news and what Bindi Irwin says she'll be carrying down the aisle.
Hey, Mackenzie.
Hey, what?
Does it smell like anything in here?
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
This is insane. Breaking breakup news. My mouth dropped when I saw this. Kylie Jenner, Travis Scott taking space apart. They have broken up. And here is Kylie. First of all, talking about how the riches haven't really affected her life that much.
It made me realize that, you know, I could get a new car anytime I want or this, but that happiness only lasts so long.
Yep.
So I realized at a young age how important it is to find happiness in, like, my baby now and relationships.
Okay, so here's the scoop, and I don't get it. Kylie and Travis, they're not officially calling it quits on the relationship, but they're taking space apart. If you will, they're taking a break. It's not a firm split, but they've been fighting, apparently, 24/7. They've still been seeing each other within the last month, but they fight about ridiculous things. Kylie's become very skeptical about Travis. Travis all stressed out, apparently, about dropping new music. He has been seeing their beautiful daughter, Stormy, but they have the power couple.
I taking just a break. Feel they've like, split. Mackenzie, when you take a break... Especially the more serious the relationship, like, that's hard. Like, if you're taking a break, that's not good.
The lines are fuzzy. So, like, it's just like friends. We were on a break! So, what does that mean? Especially for these two. I mean, especially him on the road with everything that's getting thrown his way. I mean, obviously, she could have whoever she wants, too. But she's, like, usually with her baby doing things.
Yeah.
So, it's like, well, what do you do when you're on a break?
Mm.
That's very interesting. But I was shocked by this news. I will keep you posted on the latest. Okay, so get ready. Sneak peek of Harley Quinn. She's back, baby. Birds of Prey.
The Joker and I broke up. I wanted a fresh start. But it turns out I wasn't the only Damon Gotham looking for emancipation.
Spectacular news.
Miss Quinn, she belongs to me.
Ooh, that looks so good. Margot Robbie just kills it in this. So the official Birds of Prey drop date is February 7th, 2020. But the trailer just came out if you want to see it. Are you guys going to go to the theater?
You know what? I don't know if I will or not, but I've seen a lot of people, especially women I know, they're like, yes, I can't wait to see this.
Yes, it's always like a very popular Halloween costume as well. Well, Hillary Clinton, now she is saying the gutsiest decision she ever made. She's revealing it on Good Morning America.
I think the gutsiest thing I ever done, well, personally, make the decision to stay in my marriage. Publicly, politically, run for president and keep going. Just get up every day and keep going.
All right, you go, girl. So that's a very interesting interview. We're going to talk about it coming up in a little later on the show, but it's going to be very fascinating. I'm excited. Okay, so Bindi Irwin, she's the daughter of the crocodile hunter. She is getting married, and people keep asking her if she's going to wear a khaki wedding dress.
People keep asking if I'm going to wear a khaki wedding dress.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm going to take it to that extreme.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe some subtle hints of khaki. Yeah.
There'll definitely be animals, though.
Yes,
so there will be. It's not necessarily a zoo, so we have to involve all of our family.
It'll be really special. We'll walk down the aisle with koalas.
Yeah,
it'll be great.
At least they didn't do it.
That's my dream!
Like, what if they're like, we're gonna go down the aisle with a sloth? It's like 30 minutes later.
Okay, so on my bucket list, I wanna go to Australia and I'm dying to hold a koala bear. And if they have koalas at their wedding, I am so jealous. I wanna go. Her fiance.
Don't they have like chlamydia? I'm serious.
Oh,
like koalas.
Everyone always says, oh, they're
gonorrhea.
So they're mean and their hair is coarse. Nah, I don't care. I think they're so cute and I want to hold one. Bindi's marrying an adorable dude. His name is Chandler. And I want
Chandler.
To go to the wedding. Chandler Bing!
Chandler? All right. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Well, if you didn't hear yesterday on the show, Porkchop, well, his license was set to expire. Did he pass the test? We're going to find out next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Producer Porkchop yesterday was sharing with us that, hey guys, my license expires today. And he did a practice test here at work, and he did okay. But did producer Porkchop actually pass his driver's test, and is he a licensed driver? Porkchop, what's the deal, my man?
So if you're listening in Houston, here in where we are right now in Indianapolis, they have this thing called the BMV. It stands for Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
Which is interesting, because a lot of places it's the DMV.
Department of Motor Vehicles.
In New Jersey, where I'm from, it's the MVC, Motor Vehicle Commission, something different everywhere. Anyways, so I went to the BMV. Because my Michigan ID, where I previously lived before here, expired yesterday on my birthday. So everyone was telling me, oh, Porkchop, you got to go get your new ID, and you're going to have to take a test, which is on a computer. And I was like, what? Take a test? I'm not ready for this.
What?
So, like Joe mentioned, I did take the practice test the first time. I failed. You have to get like 8 questions right.
You can only get 8 questions wrong. Like out of 50, right. You got to get 42 of them right.
And I think I got 10 wrong, but the second time I took the practice test, I only got 2 wrong.
Okay.
So I proudly went into the BMV, and the girl says that I did not have to take a test.
Wow, that's the best news ever. Usually I go in some place and then they drop the bomb. Oh, by the way, you're gonna have to take a test.
So allegedly the way it works, like if I would have went in today, I would have had to take the computerized test.
You're so lucky.
Because my ID today is expired. As of yesterday, it was not expired, so I was cleared, and I am officially a Hoosier.
Woohoo!
I have my Indiana ID. It's a piece of paper.
Now, what's the deal with smiling?
Oh, I asked the girl. I said, hey, can I smile? Because I heard that in Indiana, you can't smile. And she's like, you can smile, you just can't show teeth. And when she said that, that actually made me laugh. Yeah. So I'm like showing teeth and she had to wait until I was done laughing.
I love that because last time I tried to take, I'm just a smiley person. And when I tried to take my picture, there were like six retakes. They're like, stop smiling, be serious, stop smiling. And I was like, I don't know. But finally I got one.
That's so crazy.
It looks good.
Yeah, I have got this paper ID here.
Did you lie on your weight? You can't lie on your age. Did you lie on your height?
I lied by like literally 2 pounds. I weigh 207, so I said 205.
He's like, I'm optimistic. The next time I get pulled over, that I'll weigh 2 pounds less.
There you go.
So allegedly, they send me my real ID in the mail, and I'll get it within like 1 to 2 weeks.
Good job. How long did it take you? Because I have to do it too.
I was in and out of there. Like,
really?
I've been in motor vehicle places where it's terrible.
Yeah.
Props to the state of Indiana for getting me in and out. That was great.
That's not the usual experience.
Right. The usual is like, bring 50 things to do.
I bet you in like a huge city like Houston, it probably takes forever.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad you have it, but I kind of want to know how he'd do on the actual test.
Oh,
because the
test is
hard.
Yeah, I would do fine. On the practice test, the hardest things were like knowing certain feet. It was like, how many feet before you get to an intersection is it safe to switch lanes? Like, you shouldn't change lanes when you're driving through an intersection.
You shouldn't?
So, no.
Oh,
so
well, how many... Mackenzie might need to work on her test a little bit.
How many feet do you think it is? The options were 100, 200, 300, or 600.
300.
Feet.
200.
100's the answer.
Oh.
Well, good thing I got my license, suckers.
I'm so happy I don't have to take a test then. Because I got to get a new license as well.
Make sure yours doesn't expire, Miss West
Coast
Girl. It
doesn't expire until 2021.
Oh,
then you
I'm golden.
All right, well, we're all licensed. We never said if we're actually insured drivers.
Yes, of course we are.
Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. I don't understand after Harambe why people think it's okay to hop over a gate and go into a zoo enclosure. A woman climbed into a lion enclosure. Let me repeat, not a sloth, a lion enclosure at the New York Bronx Zoo and began taunting the animal. The woman bypassed, I guess they had a low wooden safety barrier, and stepped inside the enclosure.
Why do people do this?
Drugs, maybe. Like, I can see, like, if you're, like, stoned out of your mind or just, like, high or something. But other than that, rational people do not do that unless you're trying to kill yourself. The lion watched as the woman danced and taunted him. In between the woman and the lion was a moat, so officials say she wasn't in imminent danger. Right. You think lions can't jump for a piece of meat?
I was going to say, can't they make the leap?
Trust me, you'd be surprised what I would do for a piece of meat.
Mufasa.
I'd be jumping all over everything. So that video, though, I'll put it up there so you can check that out. What's
that
so
was
funny?
Random.
What?
You'd be surprised what I'd do for a piece of meat.
Got it. The property listing of a home in Michigan has gone viral after the post included several photos of the realtor dressed as the villain from Scream, the person that wears that mask.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Some of the photos include the realtor raking leaves, preparing to carve a pumpkin in the kitchen, and playing with Legos on the living room floor. I mean, this is genius. The homeowners are friends of his and told him to have fun with the listing. Since the photos were posted over the weekend, the realtor has booked several showings. He said his newfound fame has inspired him to dress as characters in future postings, but he would not say which ones. I think that's genius, though, because you're getting people like us talking about it, and if you're in that area, like in Michigan, that part of the country, you're like, okay, let's go check this place out. It's getting all kinds of new eyes on the house. Genius. And finally, man, this person is a true hero. They should be working for the police department with their skills. Did you see this video? A catering truck at the tarmac at O'Hare Airport started spinning in circles on Monday.
This video was insane. I actually saw it on Passenger Shaming, that Instagram account that I follow, and describe what happened. I couldn't take my eyes off of it.
Yeah, I guess there was passengers in nearby that got this on video. There was no driver, but the accelerator was stuck. So I don't know if like it was like a food catering thing. So I don't know if like a piece of food fell on it or like a water bottle. Something had it so that it was in reverse, or either way, it kept on spinning in circles. Like, I've seen out of control boats before on the water, but something happened where the throttle accelerator was pushed down and it kept on spinning
and
spinning.
The snacks were spewing in the water bottles. And people, the onlookers, though, they didn't really run away or get out of the. I mean, they were back, but they were still standing there. Like, I would have run as far as I could.
And this thing was right near the plane, too, because if it strikes the plane, you're not taking off.
And then someone's like, it's going to hit the plane from the video I saw. And then what happened?
Then this person pulls over, and I think it's one of the machines that actually helps pull the planes. And they legit, like, live PD cops wait for it to turn, and they ram into it, and they pit it. Like, they flip it over onto its side. I'm like, dang!
That was an amazing moment. What a fun day at work. You just get, you stop. First of all, you're the hero. Second of all, you just get to get in something and crash into something else.
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly, if I didn't do this, I would love to be like, hey, I have a special set of skills here at the airport. It involves pitting things and knocking them over. So,
those airport workers, though, God love them. I mean, think about hoisting all the luggage just continually, every day, all day.
I'd be the employee where you see in videos just throwing stuff and breaking everything. I would have been let go a long time ago.
My luggage is so beat up. I go through because I travel a lot, so much luggage. And I'm actually selling it at a garage sale today for $5 per suitcase.
Ooh. Will you take four? Will you take four?
$4.50.
$4.25?
Deal.
All right. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online, whether you go to RadioNowIndy.com or RadioNowHouston.com. It's you okay
over
there?
I just took a vitamin. I feel like I need it today. I'm all tired.
I need water.
Yeah.
Or else I'm trying to. Yeah, you need water.
You need help.
Can I tell you a secret? Can I out myself?
We already know
we
you're
know.
Bisexual.
We already have.
No, I blew my breathalyzer this morning at 6 a.m. and it was 0.07999999999. Is that bad? It was my birthday, guys.
I feel like Chops is always riddled with guilt.
It was my birthday. It's acceptable. Hopefully my mom's not listening. I took an Uber in this morning, Mom.
You took an Uber to work?
I would like to talk about this in depth this morning.
As long as my mom's not listening.
All right, well then why don't you make sure she's not? Because it's song of the daytime now.
Oh, right, right.
But I would like to hear more about your lifestyle you're leading. And the path that he's going down. Mackenzie, you can't condone this behavior.
It's his birthday night, though. You got to give him a little slack.
I'm extremely responsible.
Okay. Well, that being said, song of the day. Today's category is best song from a movie soundtrack. And Mackenzie, we will have you go first today. What is your song selection?
Okay, well, I think a lot of us need a little pick-me-up this morning because last night, yesterday, was a little rough for everybody on the show in one way or the other. So I chose Pharrell.
Okay, hold on. Are you drunk too?
No, I'm clearly not. I'm just jealous. Pharrell Williams from Despicable Me, Happy.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
All right, I'm wondering behind you, Pork Chop, is that your bag from yesterday? Sitting behind you?
Yeah, he didn't take his birthday prezzy home, but he took everything out.
Is there still White Claws in there?
Yes, there is.
Why don't you crack one open?
Oh, no, no, no.
Have the hair of the dog.
That's funny. No, they're empty White Claws from yesterday.
Okay. Oh, boo.
I just need to drink water.
All right. Pork Chop, the category, in case you're not sure where you're at, is best song from a movie soundtrack.
So,
what was your choice?
So all day yesterday, I actually hadn't chosen a song. So last night, I was so responsible that I chose a song of the day while I was out at the bar last night. I was asking all my friends for help, so shout out to Nicole. She said from the movie Dangerous Minds, Gangster's Paradise by Coolio.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
Stop. You're ruining it.
Hour after hour. Okay. Love that song. My mom used to rap that.
Your mom used to rap?
Yeah, she's a middle school teacher. And to get the kids to listen, she would tell them like she'd rap. And
Mama Chops.
Yeah.
And last but not least today, a song that will make you laugh, it'll make you cry, and it'll make you feel something. That's what we try to do every day here on the show. For song of the day, I went with, from the movie, the soundtrack, The Bodyguard, rest in peace, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
And I will always love you.
Fun fact, who originally wrote that?
Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Yes, thank Dolly. You. I'm impressing you that.
If you vote for my song and it wins, I'll call my mom and have her rap it live on the radio.
Your mom may not even pick up.
No, I thought your mom wasn't listening.
Well, I mean, she's awake. She's a teacher.
If your mom calls, I'm going to tell her what you really did last night.
You stop it, Joe Pesh.
Oh, okay. Well, then quit trying to pander to get votes.
He's not going to fulfill that promise if you vote for him.
I will tell your mom what you did last night.
Joe?
Poor Chop, you want to give out your phone number too today? I'll do it all.
52140 is the texting number. Text song and vote for letter C, which is me, Pork Chop.
Do what you think is the best song, and I will remind you of all those options if everybody will listen here. Mackenzie had Happy by Pharrell Williams. Pork Chop had Gangster's Paradise by Coolio. And I had I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. Grab your phone and start a text, and you get to do it one time.
Song of the day, right? It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Right, Joe?
Why is it so awkward in here all the time?
Don't look at me. I'm not even making it awkward. Do you think I'm making it awkward?
No, not okay. You today. The one on my left, known as PP, producer Pork Chop.
Little PP.
Little
That's
pee-pee.
The first time I've heard that.
It's
okay, this is awkward.
So
stop.
It's weird in here.
No, you're making it weird. So I've got my mom
it's
on the phone.
Already weird.
Just in case my song won Song of the Day, I want my mom to rap the song.
Okay, well, let's see if she's there. Hey, Mama
Pork Chop.
Mama Pork Chop, hello.
Yeah, she's there.
Okay.
Aw, hello.
What do you think of your little pee pee this morning?
I think he's 31 years old.
Yay, we love Pork Chop.
All right, little
pee-pee. He's amazing.
Okay, well, then let's do a recap of what the songs were today to vote for Song of the Day. Mackenzie, by the way, the category was Best Song for Movie Soundtrack, went with Happy by Pharrell. Because I'm happy. Come along if you feel like a room without a roof. Interesting choice. Pork Chop went with Gangster's Paradise by Coolio. Wow, Mama Pee Pee, can you believe that Pork Chop has heard this before? This kind of music?
Yeah, well, maybe I sang it to him. I don't know.
Yeah, my mom taught me that song.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, and the final option today was my choice. I went with Whitney Houston, rest in peace, I Will Always Love You. We'll always love you. And the results are coming in right now.
So yesterday was producer Pork Chop's birthday, and he dropped the birthday card. It definitely got him the big win. Will it work today? Today, no, Mom, no talking in the background. Today, he said that if he wins, he will call his mother and have her rap the song. Was that enough to win? Coming in last place with 15% of the vote, Mackenzie.
You know what's jacked up? Before we even announced the songs, there are already 4 votes for Pork Chop.
Trust me, that did not make a difference today. You could take those 4 votes away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure. Take them away.
No, I will not.
Coming in second place with 25% of the vote, Joe Pesh. Coming in first place with 60% of the vote, with the most votes ever overall, producer Pork Chop and Gangster's Paradise. And Mama Pork Chop is on the phone.
Hold on. How is it so convenient that this guy had votes before we even went on the air?
Literally, you could take
this
the 4
guy
away, Joe.
Has got his mom on the phone.
Joe, look at
like it how is interesting.
Look at my phone, Joe. Look how many texts I won by.
Yesterday,
over 100.
He said, if you want me to have a great birthday, vote for me. And today he says, if you want to hear from my beautiful mother, vote for me.
Well, Mama Pork Chop Linda, the people want to hear you rap. So hit it. Go ahead.
Hit it, sister.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left because I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I never crossed a man who didn't deserve it. maybe treated like a punk. You know that's unheard of. You better watch out. You're talking and where you're walking. Or you and your homies would be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I got a loop. As I grope, I see myself on the pistol smoke.
Yeah!
I'm the guy who's in the little girls want to be like on my knees in the night saying
prayers in the streetlight. I've been spending most of my life living in the gangster's paradise.
You nailed it!
Hit it!
Porkchop's mama, thank you for calling in this morning.
That was amazing.
Yes.
Thank you. I love all three of those songs.
Love you. You're the coolest.
They're good.
Thanks, Mom. Have a great day at school. Love you.
You're welcome. Okay. You love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. As I walk through the valley of the
shadow of death. All right, little something we do here we'd like to share with you. And if you have anything, 833-563-2539. It's what we're into. I'm into it.
That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
For me, it has got to be a problem that I've had alcohol for 2 weeks in a row, but I'm into something. I've had it before. Deep Eddie's, they have like a sweet tea, which is really good if you want to make like an adult Arnold Palmer, but they have something now. It's called Deep Eddie's Ruby Red Vodka. It's like a grapefruit kind of, so good with club soda. It's like 67 calories per drink. That
and what's
bad.
It called again?
It is called Deep Eddie's Ruby Red Vodka. So that's what I'm into. What are you into this week, Pork Chop?
I'm really proud of what I'm into because when I was younger, I had to get braces. So my teeth were really white before I got braces. Then I got the braces for 4 years and they took them off. And my teeth have never been like white again. They've always just been kind of stained and there's nothing I could do. And my teeth are already sensitive, so I can't do white strips or anything. You know, I can't do a bleaching. So Sensodyne has this extra whitening like toothpaste, and Sensodyne is for sensitive teeth, and I really think it's been making a difference. I've been using it for a week. I'm going to show you all my teeth. Tell me what you think.
Wow, I'm blinded.
Oh gosh, wow. It's so bright in
gorgeous.
Here.
Gorgeous.
I mean, but really though, difference, right?
I've always wanted to be like a spokesperson for like Crest or something like that. I think it'd be so fun.
Yeah, so Sensodyne extra whitening is what I'm into. If you've got sensitive teeth, I want to whiten them a little bit, use that.
My grandma loves that toothpaste, so that's awesome.
But it is true, when you do whitening stuff, sometimes it does increase sensitivity, and then people give up because they're like, my teeth
it
hurt.
Hurts. Yeah, oh,
it
boy.
Hurts. Yeah,
I've been smiling more.
Aw,
that's good. You should always be smiling.
Because I love your smile. Okay, so I'm really into Matthew Hussey, and I've had him on like our Motivation Monday before. So basically, he actually is Camila Cabello's ex, which I just found out. He's this gorgeous dude. He's British, and he has over 625,000 followers on Instagram, and he is just mind-blowing. The things he says, it's like what you would tell a friend, but you need a friend to tell you, and it's awesome. So I don't think we weren't able to grab the audio in time, but Matthew Hussey, check him out on Instagram, Hussey. You won't regret it, especially the ladies.
All right, well, that's what we're into this week here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Mackenzie, I know a lot of people are into the garbage. What's coming up with that?
Ooh, Beyonce's dad gets a bad diagnosis, and Matt Damon, he has a major, major regret.
Put some Kahlua in my coffee, too. Oh, wait, mic's on? Crap.
Whoops.
I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Beyonce's father, he also, of course, is dad to Solange Knowles, he has revealed to Good Morning America that he has been diagnosed with breast cancer. And here is Beyonce's dad and former manager.
For years, I played a dual role as manager and as father.
Yes.
Today, I play the role, I don't play the role, I actually live the role 100% as their father.
So this is really alarming, but about 245,000 cases of breast cancer are diagnosed in women and just 2,200 in men each year in the United States. So this is wonderful in a way because it'll bring awareness to men that they need to be checking all, just like women.
Yeah, I never really think, I mean, like, I got man boobs, so I guess I got breasts, but
have
I never
think.
Have
you ever felt for, like, lumps or anything like that? You should. Well, he's doing it now. Now it's awkward, but you should.
No. Here, will you feel?
No.
Thanks for caring.
You do that yourself. That's a good skill for you to learn. So, of course, we wish him the best. I'll keep you updated on that. Well, Lil Nas X returned to his high school in Atlanta. And he, all the students, of course, went absolutely crazy. And here's Lil Nas X telling CBS This Morning how he really dreamt his success into existence.
I was dreaming that last year around this time, I would make a huge footprint in music and I would get up there as quick as I could and I wouldn't have to wait as long as other people would. That's honestly like was my goal.
The power of manifestation. I totally believe it. Lil Nas X says he's taking a break, a much needed break, which Joe, I know you think is a huge mistake because he's at the height of his success, but he's going to do it anyway.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I understand he's busy, but it's like, dude, continue, build it, establish that you're not a one-hit wonder. You okay over there?
I'm just choking on a nut. An almond.
What did you just say?
I'm choking on an almond.
God, this show is a hot mess today.
Moving on.
You're lucky you're hearing this live.
I can continue with Gigi Hadid. She escorted a crasher off the runway at a fashion show in Paris. This comedian slash prankster jumped on and Gigi was not having it.
I just thought that like one Vogue cover was cool and so I never even imagined like what it would be like to have 20 or even looked up like what record for that.
Okay, so this is like a big thing apparently overseas. Have you ever seen a prankster at like a public event, red carpet?
Yeah, like they do some celebrities. Like I think Will Smith had a guy try to kiss him or something.
Yes, and this actually happened to Justin Timberlake. He was with his beautiful wife, Jessica Biel, Louis Vuitton's fashion show in Paris. And there was a comedian that kind of like jumped and grabbed them on the red carpet, of course, taken down by security. It never lasts very long. But anyway, Gigi, and she's a tall lady. She took things into her own hands and escorted the prankster off the runway. Get this, Matt Damon turned down the leading role in Avatar. Remember that, the huge movie, and there were tons of them and more to come for us? It would have been a $250+ million payout. Here's a little from the movie if you forget.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are not in Kansas anymore. You are on Pandora.
You should see your faces.
We have an indigenous population called the Na'vi. They are very hard to kill.
Ooh, okay, so he turned down the lead role of Jake Sully, and he really regrets it, A, for the massive payday, B, for the chance to work with, of course, James Cameron. He just told British GQ that he really, really regrets that. I mean, think about, can you even fathom
that paycheck? That's a buttload of money. That's a lot.
And you have a series. I mean, I guess he was doing the Bourne series, so he also had success with that, but it's very interesting. I mean, Sam Worthington, who got the lead role, is like, thank you.
Thank you very much. I don't have to ever do anything again with my life.
Exactly.
Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. So much to talk about here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. This time tomorrow, we'll be doing group therapy. If you ever want to come on and share your story and try to get some help, hit us up. Send us a DM. That's the easiest way on Instagram. It's Radio Now AM Show. Or call 833-563-2539. Just tell Pork Chop when he answers the phone, hey, I want to get on group therapy. And we can certainly set that up for you. Also, coming up in less than 15, I'm excited about this because I know there's a lot of good things in the box. Of shame.
Yes.
Mackenzie, you will be facing the box of shame.
Awesome. Can't wait.
This is an interesting question, and I would love for you to call in. You could be anonymous if need be, 833-563-2539. But I heard this in the garbage with Mackenzie, and it was Hillary Clinton talking about one of the, what'd she say, the gutsiest decisions he's ever made. And when she talked about her marriage, I was like, whoa.
But can I ask you, what's the gutsiest thing you've ever done? Ah, boy, I think the gutsiest thing I ever done, well, personally, make the decision to stay in my marriage.
Wow. On national TV saying that, because obviously her husband, Bill Clinton, former President Clinton, had, well, I guess you say that's an affair? I mean, he got a special kiss in the White House. Yeah, he had an affair with Monica Lewinsky, and she went on to say some other things, personal and all that. But bringing up that marriage thing, and Mackenzie, I know we've had sidebars and talks about relationships and just people we know. There's a lot of relationship talk here behind the scenes.
everybody else. I'm just one of the girls listening in.
You're one of the chicas. Well, hey, you know, I think it's very interesting because she commented on that. And I felt bad for, okay, so she was cheated on. And when sometimes people stay through that, they're the ones that get judged. Like, why would she stay? Why is she a doormat?
Oh, you're
right.
Why
would they stick around? There's lots of judgment. Even though that person hasn't done anything wrong, they weren't the disrespectful one. But it's just, that's very interesting to me.
833-563-2539. Should you stay in a marriage if you're unhappy? Now, I want to take out of the mix, because it's a serious thing, but I think we all agree, yes, if you're being physically assaulted, abused, or verbally, like mentally abused, get the heck out of there. That's an obvious thing. I think anybody would say, yeah, of course. So if it's not that, though, if you're just unhappy in your marriage, I don't know what the situation would be exactly for each person, but do you stick it out? Because most people probably said in their vows, for better or worse, sickness and in health. Like, I'm not judging. I'm not, because I'm just saying, like, this is an example. I know a woman who, young woman in her mid-20s, had a husband. Within a year, he had a skiing accident and became paralyzed from the waist down. Actually, I'm sorry, from the neck down. So he could move his face and everything, but he couldn't do anything by himself. She still feels bad, but she divorced her husband and left him.
I don't think that is true love, then.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what I'm asking, though, too. That's one example. But there's other things, though, too, I'm sure. I don't know, Mackenzie. I feel bad putting you on the spot. But I know you're divorced.
Like, yeah. You have to fall in love with the person and, like, the beautiful soul. And that's actually something really great to think about. If I was mangled in an accident, if I did become paralyzed, would this person take care of me? Would they stay around? Are they with you for the right reasons? Like, okay, so I know a gal, and she is kind of seeing a guy, and they're crazy about each other. He's still married. He's in a dead marriage, but for financial reasons, will not get out of it. He's like, oh, I can't afford it. But, like, what is your life? Like, that's the thing I'm talking about. A lot of people are like, well, I got to stay for the kids. I got to stay because I can't afford. But it's like, for in my opinion, you get one go at this life. And it's not, I'm saying it's an individual choice. Absolutely, you should work on your marriage. Absolutely, you should do all the things so you don't regret looking back. But at the end of the day, if you are not happy, if you look at your life and you're like, what am I doing? Make a change. Have the balls to have courage and go after the life you want and you deserve. Because I promise you, at the age of 70, 80, you are going to look back and really wish that you did.
Do you think all these old couples that were married forever, like, that they probably like, well, we agreed, I really don't like Helen or John, but I got to stick with them, because, well, like, they've been together 50, 60, 80 years.
A lot of people, you know, grow, especially like our parents' age, look at their parents, and they were, you know, miserable and fighting and never spoke, but they were like, oh, we've been married 65 years. And I'm like, that's wonderful, a badge of honor, but how many of those years were you happy? Were you fulfilled? Did you guys really enjoy each other's company?
I feel so different about this, though, because, I mean, I've never been married or engaged, but as you know, I was with my ex, Chase, for 7 years, and I mean, looking back at it now, sure, I'm happy that I'm out of it. And also looking back at it, I know he didn't treat me the best, but I did love him. And I was, you know, I was in it till the end. Like, our song at our wedding was going to be Jason Mraz, I Don't Give Up. And, like, I mean, obviously he gave up, but I don't know. I feel like that song has so much meaning, you know, like, I won't give up even if the skies get rough. I don't know. I'm giving you all my love.
I just don't think you shouldn't rely on someone else to make you happy. You should do it yourself, and then they add to your happiness.
Okay, what do you think? And maybe you've went through this. We'd love to hear your experience, or somebody you know, and you could be anonymous if need be. 833-563-2539. Box of Shame is coming up in less than 10 minutes here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. 833-563-2539. Should you stay in a marriage if you're unhappy? I mean, the person could cheat on you. It could be a lot of things. Obviously, we're taking out physical and emotional abuse. That's an obvious. You deserve better. Get the heck out of that situation.
Well, you obviously shouldn't just bail, like, you know, quickly, which we see a lot of, especially, like, celebrities doing, 72 days, a week, those kind of things. You definitely should work and do everything that you can to salvage the relationship.
Yeah, at least 100 days, then get out.
No. 833-563-2539.
AJ, thanks for hanging on. What do you think, AJ?
See, when two people get married, they make a commitment and a vow to each other. and it's for better or for worse, and death and everything. So, I mean, yeah, people make mistakes, and say you have a spouse or a husband that cheats on you or whatnot, or wants to leave because they're not happy. You two as a, I'm going to call it a unit, because you guys decide to be together.
Yeah.
Have to work it out between the two. You don't just get to, like, choose to not be happy in it and walk out, in my opinion. I mean, if you're not happy, you tell the other person you're not happy, and you guys work it and figure it out.
What if they say, if you're with a woman, for example, say, AJ, I don't care. Deal with it. Like, she cares nothing about your happiness. She's like, I don't care if you're miserable. You're a jerk. I don't care.
You're stuck with me.
You guys made a vow. If you're not, if you're not happy with somebody and you're not ready for that commitment, you shouldn't be making that commitment in the first place.
But what if you were happy like 15 years ago and now you're miserable?
And things change. I mean, I get AJ's point.
Yeah,
right
I get
there,
what, I totally get what he's saying.
But the thing is, like, people do change, though. I mean, I always throw my marriage under the bus, and by that I mean I always talk about how I think I'm a terrible husband compared to my counterpart,
you know what?
My wife, Lindsay.
It would be weird if you don't change and you're not evolving, you're not growing.
I feel like in my relationship with my wife, Lindsay, she's a trooper because she's been through a lot of my medical stuff where I had my hip replaced and
literally
like
we know this.
Sponge bath me. My wife's seen me naked, okay? A lot of people would say that's sexual harassment, but she went through it, and it's just... Things change, though. Like, I'm trying to be a better husband like I was when I started dating my wife, because...
You should always date. That's very important.
And you're right, though, but I think people, like, to AJ's point, as we move on to somebody else, people quit doing that, and that is kind of like bait and switch. Like, if you get one person, then they change, you committed forever for that good person, not the turd.
I think the hard thing is a lot of people, they always say, well, we stayed for the kids, or we're going to stay for the kids. But kids are sponges. And I mean, if you guys are constantly battling, or like one of you is living upstairs, the other one's living downstairs, you have separate lives, you're not communicating, there is no affection or love. Kids feel that. They know that. So really, you're not doing them that many favors, because that's the best way to show your kids love is to love your spouse.
Jennifer, what do you think about this situation? If the marriage is just something that you feel unhappy with, should you stay with the person because you made the commitment?
Well, I hear a lot of people say that, you know, marriage is, you know, it takes a lot of hard work and things like that. And I disagree. I think that marriage should just flow naturally, because, and should be a just natural, easy flow between two people. And if your marriage is taking all of this really hard work that is draining, then to me, it's possibly not the right partner for you. I've been married a few years now. I've known my husband since we were children, so I can say that, you know, I guess our marriage was based on a foundation of friendship, but never is a day that our marriage is hard. Does that mean that we don't have tiffs or disagreements from time to time? Of course not. But it's never hard, because we both want it just to work and flow and be natural and be happy.
That's okay. Amazing.
Yeah, hey, thank
I'd
you.
Love to hear that.
Thank you for calling in. Let's go to Anonymous this morning. Hey, Anonymous, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What'd you want to say?
Yeah, so I'm actually currently going through a divorce right now, and we have a 3-year-old involved. And I actually have a daughter from a previous relationship, and she's a little bit older. And, you know, we found out we were pregnant, and we thought it was the right thing to get married because we were pregnant. And he ended up cheating on me while I was pregnant with our daughter. And I have to say that was one of the most heartbreaking things that I have ever been through. And, you know, then I thought, you know, I had my daughter early because I was so stressed about this. And, I just kind of had that resentment towards him, but I also wanted to try to work things out, because we did say those vows to each other.
Yeah.
And looking back now, I would say I think I had made my mind up when he had cheated on me, that I could never put someone through that, especially when they were mothering my child. And looking back now, we filed for divorce in March of 2018. And looking back now, I wasted 2 years trying to work things out. Mm-hmm. And I feel like those are years that I will never get back. And I was so depressed, and I just hated myself. I hated my life. I wasn't being a very good mom. I wanted to lay in bed all day. And looking back now, I feel like if I would have gotten out of that relationship sooner, I would have been better off in the long run for my sanity and for my kids. And I think I just feel like those are wasted years now that I can't ever take back and I can't redo again. So I feel like, you know, you don't do it for the kids. If you're happy, that's all that matters. And, you know, when you're happy, that sets off onto your kids and your family and your friends.
Absolutely.
And it affects everyone around you. So
bless your heart. We are so proud of you. You are so brave. Thank you for sharing your story. And girl, you deserve the absolute best. Someone who treats you like a queen, like gold, and you will find him.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
No! 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 I don't want to do this.
Box of Shame. Hello. Good morning. It is Radio Now. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl on vacation, and producer Porkchop. And McKenzie, yesterday for Dare Dice rolled. And the way that works is we have a die, numbers 1 through 6. The lowest number is the loser, and they have to face the Box of Shame the next day.
This was crazy because I got a 1, and then the boys rolled, and they each got 2s. So no one high roller, but I was definitely the lowest.
So, that being said, she got to reach into the Box of Shame today.
What is in here, you guys? I haven't looked for a while.
I added something new in there yesterday, and it's called Playing in Traffic. So basically, you have to leave and go out to like the popular highway and wave at people while they drive through.
I'm sure our legal team would love that you added that.
Well, sorry. Hopefully you get play in traffic.
I know yesterday I added in there a touchdown dance where you have to go up to people and act like you scored a touchdown.
See,
and like spike the
that
ball.
That would be fun for me to do. I would
You'd
do
be
that.
Like, yeah, touchdown in your face. And you get like dance and do stuff.
I
That's
would
kind of
like,
funny.
That would not be too bad. I mean, I'll take my punishment. I did roll. It's fair.
There's makeup makeover. Me and Joe have to do your makeup.
Yeah.
What else? Good. There's food porn.
That's horrifying to
think
about. Oh,
yeah. Food porn is like where you have to eat like food seductively on camera, like a banana.
Joe, I don't want to hear your sick fantasies.
We put another new one in there yesterday that was spawned from yesterday, Joe, because you almost what?
I gave out yesterday 6 out of Pork Chop's phone number digits in his phone. So I put in there, and this will live on past this week if you don't get it, but I put in there giving out your number on air.
And I said if you do that, I would curse over it.
Because
like,
Porkchop
was
freaking out. Which, by the way,
there's also underwear on the outside.
Yeah, that,
what else?
That
and
one
then
too.
We also have walk backwards for the entire day, which is pretty
and
funny.
And tic-tac-toe face. Please get tic-tac-toe face.
Oh, yes. Now, by the way, too, if you are keeping track, Porkchop's phone number begins with 908.
Hey, come on.
507.
Yep, that's New Jersey.
9.
Okay, and that's all. Dude.
Yep. Eventually, I'll give out all your numbers. But the point is, it's time for you to reach into the Box of Shame. And it could be an old one, too, but
so
those are the new ones.
If I get tic-tac-toe face, is this like a pin? Is this a permanent marker?
We get a
like
black
a
Sharpie.
A
it's a
black
Sharpie.
Black Sharpie and right on your face. Please, I hope you get that.
It'll come off.
I have an event to go to. All right. I mean, I got to do it. It's a Box of Shame.
They'll know, like, oh, you're McKenzie from that one show.
Okay.
She's digging in the Box of Shame.
It says, give away your cell phone!
Yes!
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 No!
Yes! No! You lost! You lost! Box
Anything
of Shame!
Else. Anything else? You I could, would rather do tic-tac-toe face.
You could take my advice and curse over it, but I mean, you and Joe will get fired and it'll be the Pork Chop show, so go ahead.
All right, listen. Hold on.
This is such a bad move.
And
you know
you're
how
like,
many creeps?
And you're hot, so you're going to get a lot of people texting you.
It's not that. It's just that that's just not even safe.
What do you mean it's not safe giving out your phone number? Yes, it is.
I don't want people to know my number.
Listen, here's what will happen. We're going to give out your phone number.
No!
No, you lost. It's happening. We'll give out your number. And what will happen then is that people will probably call you and text you like, oh my God, is this really McKenzie?
Yes.
And eventually that'll die down.
Eventually, I'm going to have to go get a new number.
I'm going
to
see, maybe, you know what? If she gets so many calls and you don't get through, leave a voicemail. I'll try to put some of the voicemails through on the air. Or maybe I could try to finagle, like, getting someone through live on the air. That'd be
funny.
How
about we just do one redo?
Nope. No,
I will totally do tic-tac-toe face over this.
Why don't you, let's play a song.
things first. Hold on. Are we live on Instagram?
Yeah, I'm going live.
Okay,
I'm sweating and I need to get out of this. And thank you to the bomb women that are calling, saying that under no circumstance should or can you guys give away my cell
phone. Why is it that everybody's so double standard? If it was me, like, oh, give out Joe's number.
You are a large man that can defend himself. I am a woman, and it's not safe.
Oh, I wish Liv was here. She'd be like, women are powerful and strong.
Powerful and strong. I'm saying it for safety reasons.
You almost gave out my number on the air yesterday, and my heart dropped because I really thought you were, and I was so glad that you didn't. So
when I first started in radio, and the reason I thought of this, like, it's funny, my first day, like 15 years ago, I slept into work, not one day, but 2 days in a row I was late. So they gave out my number saying, hey, can you call and wake Joe up?
It's not the same, dude.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
I'm actually feeling bad,
Mackenzie. I know. Like, I will pull another thing out of the box of shame.
We should do something else.
All right, let's go to the phones.
John feels bad.
Rachel, real quick, what did you want to say? Should we give out Mackenzie's phone number? Because that was her punishment.
No, she should either lie or give out your number.
Wait. Yes! Why should she give out my number?
Because you're the one that thinks it's a great idea.
Yes, I love where Rachel's head's at. Yes.
Oh, my God. Now, Rachel, you're hypocritical. Because if it would have been me or Porkchop, you'd be like, give it.
Here, give out my number.
No. Rachel, I love you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Sweet.
Don't give out your number, girl. I don't want you to have
All right, let's go to Hannah this morning. Hannah, thank you for calling in to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Mackenzie, we're about to give out her number on the air because she lost Dare Dice.
And Mackenzie, they never said how you had to give out your phone number. So I say if you're going to give out your phone number, you give the random digits to your number, but not in order.
Perfect.
And over a series of time, so somebody would have to listen to your whole morning show before they'd even get all the digits.
Wait, why?
You are genius.
Why is everybody defending Mackenzie here?
I love that woman. I love this woman. I will give it out, but she's right. Jumble the numbers.
I'm neutral about this. I don't know. And
Temporary. By the weekend, everybody will quit calling.
If you're listening in Houston, like our big area codes here are in Indy are 317 and 765. So, Mackenzie, you were born in Indy. You're from here. Do you have an Indy number, 317?
Maybe.
Let's do one more call. Lauren, hey, thanks for hanging on. We're about to give out Mackenzie's phone number.
Do not do that.
Why?
Dang.
Do not do that. It doesn't matter if somebody did it to you once. That is not a good standard for doing things. It's not
fair
for
her. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Thank you, my ladies, stepping up and having my back. That means everything. I love you guys.
Don't be creepy if you're listening, you know, and we give away Mackenzie's number.
When you call out Mackenzie, because I am giving out her number,
no!
I made the decision. No, it's the punishment.
I think it's unanimous. People don't want you
to send her motivational texts. Yeah. She loves that stuff.
Yes.
Don't be creepy. Don't come kill her.
All right. Now, here it is.
Oh, my God.
All right, here it is. Hey.
No! Are you giving it away?
I'm giving out Mackenzie's phone number right now.
I feel bad.
Please.
Don't do it.
If you'd like.
You're not really going to do it, are you?
Don't do it. Do it out of order.
Mackenzie's cell phone number is 317.
Oh, so it is an Indy area code.
68.
Oh, my God.
9. Hold on, get away. No.
I'm checking.
No.
7-3.
La, 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 la.
You're not.
Blah, blah.
Do you want the last two digits?
No, just leave that out. You gave away enough.
4.
No!
So now it's nailed down to like 9 numbers.
Say it again. I'm listening.
No, you cannot repeat.
Say it again.
No.
I'm looking at my paper to see if you're actually doing this.
And the last number is 4.
Stop. He's going to cover his mouth.
That's 7. I'm sorry.
No, you cannot repeat it.
Is your phone already ringing?
Is that your phone?
Serious?
Put it up to the microphone. It's already ringing. Oh my gosh.
You are the worst.
317 if you want to call Mackenzie.
You do not repeat it. You already did it once.
689.
La, la, la,
This
is so uncomfortable.
4-4.
Oh my gosh. Hate you. I hate you.
I hope this isn't an HR issue, Joe.
It probably is going to be. So, Joe, it was nice knowing you.
I just want to make sure one more time if you didn't hear Mackenzie's phone
number. No, Joe, you're done. Oh, great.
You got a voice?
Stop, baby.
Oh, you're getting texts?
You're awesome.
Listen. No, listen. Just listen to it.
Someone said, what's up, baby? Come on, guys. I just told you not to be creepy. I said send motivational
texts.
Okay,
we're done. We're done here.
317.
Dude, why are you doing it?
689.
I have a voicemail now.
7-3-4-4.
I hate you.
I'm sorry. You'll be fine. People will quit calling.
Someone wrote, hi. I'm listening.
Listen to the
voicemail.
Sex
Joe's a turd. Thank you. Actually, that was the best text I've got all day.
So glad I didn't get this.
You rock. Oh,
you can
man.
Hear
oh
this-
my gosh, I got an image. Great. I can't wait to see what
image?
That is.
Oh, no. Do you think it's
Do you want me to look first?
Oh, yeah. Pork chop.
Do you want to look first?
Of course he does.
I don't care.
All right.
Now, I'm sweating.
Now make sure we pull
it out of the box. I just want to go home now.
Make sure we pull it out of the box so that never happens
and go
again.
And change my number now.
Is that what you have to do? You have to change
yes.
your number?
Yeah.
That sucks.
How many do you have already? How many text messages?
I don't know. I'm sad.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, hey, that's what happens when you lose the box of shame. You get your phone number, 317-689-7344, given out on the radio. So, Mackenzie, good sport.
Thank you again for all the amazing women that called up in particular that were like, don't do it, even though Joe didn't listen to you. You rock, and I love you girls.
Can you put it on airplane mode just so it's not like...
All right.
Okay.
Hey, what'd you say there, Pork Chop? He's yelling in the background. It is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Wow.
Wow, my phone has been blowing up.
Yeah, you are. How many do you have?
I just got the sweetest voicemail from a listener that was instructing me on how to get you boys back. And girl, I love you. And I just listened to your voicemail and it made me smile. Yes.
All right, your phone's still ringing. Are you going to answer that?
Thank you for the person who said my hair smells like roses.
Where are they calling from? Where's this call from?
That one's from Houston.
Oh, you're getting a lot of
As soon as I can get out of this building, get out of work, I'm going to go change my number.
Listen to all
the sweet people that text me and thank you. Like, I very much appreciate that.
Are you going to silence your phone or just let it ring all morning?
I don't know. Right. I hate you.
All right, it finally stopped. All right, hey, we are going to give away, I don't think people realize this, we're giving away Joker movie passes, and we need two people to play catchphrase. I love her phone just ringing.
It's your fault.
All right, if you want to play, 833-563-2539. Looks like we got one teammate already here, or no, we don't. All right, then we need somebody. 833-563-2539. I'm so distracted right now with your phone ringing that I want people to call in and play to win the Joker movie passes. So we'll just hang out here till we get a couple of calls on there.
What are you playing? Catchphrase, right? I mean, we should answer the people calling Mackenzie's phone. Maybe they'll play.
Okay, well, wait. Hold on a second.
Joe, give me my phone back.
Did you answer?
He just grabbed my phone.
Good morning. Hello? Hello?
They're confused because you just grabbed my phone.
Okay, there we go. Like, you're getting a lot of Texas love this morning. All right, Pork Chop, hurry up. I need people on there to play some catchphrase. Oh, my God. Like, what are you going to do with this all day?
I'm going to have to change my number thanks to you because I have so much time today to do that.
Let me see your phone. It says, hey, girl, I listen to the show every day. Joe's the worst. Post his number on Instagram. Sorry Joe did that to you, but hi. Those boys are so mean. Get them back. Listen to this.
Yes, mama.
Your phone is going to run out of battery.
Seriously, I love the text messages from my girls. They're like, I just
Samantha
really
wants to thank you for being... I can't even keep up with reading your text.
I love it.
Oh, there's a text in Spanish.
Oh, that's really cool.
You're getting a lot of images sent. I'm kind of worried. I'm kind of worried about this.
I'm kind of happy because this means people are actually listening.
Yeah, and Porkchop wants to go through the images being sent judge
them.
So
are we ready to play the game?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
All right, let's go to, hey, good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Oh, love your energy, girl.
Hey,
thank you.
I want to let you know, Michelle, if you lose, we have to give out your phone number.
No.
No.
I would never allow that.
No, don't do that to me.
Okay, cool. Michelle, do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Mackenzie for catchphrase?
Mackenzie,
yes!
I'll go for her.
Yes.
Girl power.
M&M,
okay.
baby.
Got you. Got you.
Can you silence that phone?
I kind of like it ringing.
That's you guys' punishment for doing that to me.
Okay.
You get to hear it.
So Mackenzie and Michelle got you locked in there, and then got to get my teammate. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go with Haley. What up, Haley?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, you're on Team Joe this morning.
Awesome. We got this.
All right, cool. And Pork Chop,
yes.
I'm going to go over the rules real quick because, of course, you have to enforce them. We have until the buzzer goes off. You have to say the word exactly as it's written on the paper. You can pass one time. Whoever has the most words right wins. In the event of a tie, producer Pork Chop will explain the rules. So, who's going to go first?
Okay, I want to ask Michelle.
Mackenzie and Michelle,
right.
Or what?
Michelle, would you like to go first or second, doll?
Let's go first. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, everyone ready?
Yeah, let's do it. It's going to be Haley and me being quiet in the background and Michelle and Mackenzie giving it a go for catchphrase. In 3, 2, 1, catchphrase.
We're at the dinner table. Can you, the salt?
Pass.
Yes. I got to go up to the kitchen and turn on the faucet. Turn on the faucet.
Kitchen sink.
Yes. Jack and Jill went up the
hill.
I'm so sleepy. Another word for that would be I'm so
tired.
Yes. You put items in this.
Drawer.
Maybe your grocery. Okay, we'll pass on that one. Another word for kids. I'm sorry.
Kids?
I'm sorry. You don't want steak in. You don't want steak or fish. You go with the protein.
Chicken.
Yes. Not the ceiling. The opposite of the ceiling. Look down. It's the
roof. Floor.
Yes.
Carpet.
Oh my gosh. I'm unthrilled. I'm so
stoked. Happy.
Oh, I'm just not stimulated. Another word for that would be
tired. Lonely.
A blank game, like chutes and ladders.
Oh, buzzer, buzzer, buzzer.
She got it. She got it. She said bored.
Joe didn't have the buzzer loud enough. I was watching, but the buzzer did go off before she said it. I promise.
Okay.
She got six. I'm sorry, sack was the one I was like, oh, I should have said a football term. I'm sorry.
So close.
You missed sack and then bored. You literally got right.
I think you should give it to her, dude.
Buzzer went off. I'm sorry.
They stink. All right, Michelle, you rock, though. Woo!
All right.
Michelle, seriously, though, girl, you killed it. So six.
Yeah, I think we did
There's
good.
Only
we
eight
it.
Words total.
Can we turn your phone off real quick while I play?
No. That's you wanted this. Now you get to enjoy.
It's like, I don't have anxiety, but that's like stressing me out.
I'm creeped out by how many people are doing this. Like, you're getting, these are text messages and the phone's ringing too. This is an indie number, though. A lot of people are saying to give out my number. No, I didn't lose.
We'll see. The morning's young.
Okay. We'll see. We will see what happens here.
Okay, back to catchphrase.
Sorry, I was a little distracted. That means me and Haley are up. What's the number to beat?
Six.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, 1. Catchphrase. Somebody that's always making a big scene. They're always causing a problem. Like, oh, stop being so...
Oh, God, Bucky,
Like,
Avery,
they're always having problems. Like, the world's always, like, falling down on them. Like, stop being so...
Oh, God, pass.
Okay, when you're about to send it... Oh, I just said the word. Darn it, I'm distracted.
You have to get the next six right. Go.
Okay, it's a pigskin. You throw it. It's an NFL is what?
A football.
Yeah, there we go. Something you do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You do that...
Every day. Oh.
Yeah, what is that, though? What is that?
The
blank news. The blank news.
Daily news.
Yeah, okay. When you have to get something signed up again, like when your apartment's done, you have to...
Renew.
Yes, okay.
Three.
I am so sorry. I was distracted by Mackenzie's phone.
Michelle!
Yes, we did it.
Haley,
I'm so excited too. I wanted to see this movie so bad.
Oh, girl, me too. I'm dying to see it. Congratulations. Both ladies, you rocked. I'm sorry that Joe sunk today.
Yeah, I feel bad because that phone ringing really messed me up. All right.
Yeah, it's going to mess me up all day too. Thanks.
Hey, you shouldn't have lost Box of Shame.
Michelle, congratulations, girl.
Thank you, Mackenzie. We did great.
You were amazing.
All right. It is a wonderful day. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe Mackenzie. Little Web Girls on vacation. And we got producer Porkchop. It looks like your phone has finally stopped ringing and getting text messages this morning.
Hey,
that's
first
good.
Of all, I've gotten some really awesome text messages saying that you're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot, by the way.
No, not to be disrespectful, Joe, but I've gotten some really great, so I appreciate people having my back saying that wasn't cool.
If you're like, what are you talking about? It's like, well, Mackenzie lost the Box of Shame earlier, and we had to give out our cell phone, 317-689-7333.
It's not a punishment throughout the day.
All right. Serious topic, though. 833-563-2539. Would love for you to call in if you have anything that you're like, well, you know what worked for me? It was this. The owners of a restaurant in Minnesota say they've been seeing an influx of pregnant women ever since their new...
Thanks for that.
We should probably mute that. They've seen an influx of pregnant women ever since news of their labor inducer burger went viral. One of the owners said it all started when her pregnant sister started. Sister tried the burger, which was created by the chef, and about 7 hours later, she went into labor. The burger became known as the labor inducer and was added to the menu. It features an Angus beef patty, honey cured bacon, peach caramelized onions, spicy mustard, and Cajun roumelade. What is that, pork chop?
I don't know. I
figure you work at a restaurant. R-E-M-O-U-L-A-D. Roumelade.
I don't know. I've actually never
on
heard
a
that.
Pretzel bun. So they're saying that is the labor inducer. But I've heard all kinds of different things for women. 833-563-2539. If there's any pregnant women out there listening right now, what would you say as a fellow woman is a good pregnancy inducer?
That made sense because that burger sounds super spicy. Spicy foods, one of the things that can induce labor. Exercise, flipping pancakes, nipple stimulation is one of these. Like if you do
acupuncture. Pork chop's like, I want to have a baby.
And some say, and I'm not, I don't know, this is just maybe a wives' tale, but red raspberry leaf tea, so some interesting things, or bouncing on one of those big balls, you like exercise balls sometimes.
I saw one of my female friends that just had a baby, and she did something where she walked like in her cul-de-sac, and they had like the what is it called, like it was like a little bit of the curb. She had one foot on the street and one on the curb.
Oh really?
And like up and down.
Oh,
like kind of a teeter-totter effect. Yeah, like she'd walk like one leg up like she was a pirate, and I don't know like if that motion or that angle helped make the baby move down or what, but she said that tried to help her.
So I have to do my producer job and cover us legally, Joe or Mackenzie or I, none of us are doctors, so no. Don't necessarily take our advice, but I have heard before Robitussin. Have you heard that before, right?
No, and that sounds really dangerous.
Yeah, so don't do that, but I think I've heard that. Maybe Google it.
Don't try that.
I always heard that it was like spicy food will induce the labor, like the actual baby to come out.
Yes, that's what those are the things to try if you're looking to pop that baby out. What? When I had Lucy, I went the whole 40 weeks. I mean, she did not want to come out of there. She was super comfy. So I ended up having to be induced, but it worked out. She's awesome.
All right, 833-563-2539. What did you do to induce labor? And maybe you can help out some fellow moms listening this morning here to Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
So police pulled over a man in Michigan. Yeah, that's my home state. And they attempted to conduct a field sobriety test. But he's like, man, I'm not drunk. Let me prove it to you. He was trying to prove he was not intoxicated. So he ended up doing the splits. Here's the dash cam audio.
You think you're in any condition to do some field sobriety tests for me real quick?
If you want me to, I will.
Mean, are you going to be able to walk a straight line?
Yeah, I think I could, sir.
You think you could?
I think if you want me to, I will.
Okay. Don't fall over on me. Pay attention to what I'm saying.
I'm not that.
Just pay attention to what I'm saying, okay?
I'm mad that I've never lost.
That's probably true. Just pay attention to what I'm saying, okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have you do a couple tests for me, all right?
Sorry.
So here's where you're going to start. Just keep your hands at your side. Keep your hands out of your pocket. Keep your hands at your side.
Okay.
At your side, okay? Either foot, doesn't matter which one. Do you have any issues with your legs, any injuries, anything like that?
I don't think so. I can go like this.
Okay.
Chops down and does a split.
Stand up for me, okay?
Do you think that would work? That reminds me of like an episode of like Reno 911. Like, I'm not drunk. I can do this.
I always think of like Super Troopers.
Kick, turn, kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, the man was charged with operating vehicle while intoxicated and driving with a suspended license. Oops. He has a history, by the way, of drunk driving. This is his 8th DUI.
Oh, that's embarrassing and terrible.
If I ever get pulled over and get a field sobriety test and they're like, hey, say the alphabet backwards, I'll just be like, all right, ZYXWUTSRQPONMLKJHGFEDCBNA.
Right. He totally just wanted to show off and do that.
He does.
But I must say I am impressed.
Thank you.
I'm disappointed because I think he's legally drunk right now.
Maybe. Look at Chloe. She's like, what did he
Poor
just do?
Chloe, this is intern. Like her second day as an intern, and she's like, what have I gotten into?
All right. That's your dummy of the day. You can check it out at RadioNowIndy.com or RadioNowHouston.com.
Good morning.
It's Wednesday. Good morning. Hello.
It's the day. After my birthday.
birthday.
Wake up.
All right, let's get down to the business this morning, and that is producer Porkchop. Last night, we went out to Team Trivia. It was his birthday, so went on a school night, and this happened.
All right. The answer was 275. And the team that got the closest without going over was Happy Birthday Porkchop.
Yeah! Yep, so we won ourselves some team trivia. Not too shabby.
Nice
if you,
work, gentlemen.
If you ask me.
Thank you for the invite. Although you didn't give it to me till like 8, almost 8, and I was definitely like in my pajamas.
We won a $50 gift card last night. Didn't we say we'd shout out the girl that did the trivia? What was her name? Was it?
I don't know why you're asking if I don't remember it now. Way to put me on the spot. Now we look like jerks.
Was it Kaylee?
So it was your birthday night.
Michaela?
Yeah.
So in the morning, you pounded some White Claws because that's what you wanted for your birthday.
Yes, yesterday morning. Yep.
And then what did you do all day? Did you nap?
Yeah, I definitely went home and took a nap. And then mine and Joe's friend, Chad, he wanted to go out to trivia.
Okay.
And then like he said, he couldn't. And then last minute at 7 o'clock, everyone was like, hey, let's go.
So this morning, Joe and I get in and we're prepping, doing the show, stuff for the show. And we're like, where's Porkchop? And then we just wait and we wait. It's like he's usually the first one here, typically. So we're like, this is odd. And then we're like, okay, should we call him? We don't want to be mean, but we wanted to make sure you were still alive.
Yeah, so we've never had you come in this late in the morning.
Joe dials the phone, and then Joe, what happened?
He gives me an awkward,
Hello.
Yeah.
No, I think the first
Guys,
thing.
I'm coming. I'll be there.
He was like trying to like hang up on me. I'm like, dude, are you okay?
Clearly he's still in bed. Clearly he's not at his own house. I could decipher that right away. You're in someone else's bed.
So
maybe, maybe not.
Yes, he was.
Like when I picked up, I'm like, Porkchop, hello, are you there?
Time to run inside.
I'm like, who is this?
No.
He's like, I'll be there soon. You guys, the intern's coming. Somebody let Chloe in.
The first thing I said is, I am so sorry. I'm on my way right now. I said I'll be there in 5 minutes, but I don't think I made it for like 20 minutes. But I don't know. So, yeah, yesterday was my birthday, so I went out and I don't know.
We went out last night in Team Trivia. And by the way, Mackenzie, if you could silence your phone, I know we...
No, this is your payback for giving out my cell phone number. I realized it was my box of shame punishment, but I would have taken tic-tac-toe face, I said. You gave it out, so you have to deal.
Okay, so anyways, back to the actual topic at hand.
Okay, so he comes in and he's like, guys, I did something last night.
Now, let me just say, if you don't know me, if this is your first time listening, I like to pride myself on just doing things right.
Very hard worker, this one.
Yeah, I don't really like to break rules. I like to do things right. I like to be a good person, make people happy. And I don't know. I did something last night that I've never done before.
Well, first of all, too, being late, you were bragging to one of our coworkers, Dustin. You're like, man, I'm never late to work. I'm usually one of the first ones there. Like, I'm really the best. And that happened today. So, like, that's a bad on you. But that's not the thing that we're talking about. You knew that you had to work today.
Right.
And we were out to like at least 10, 10:15. And then you went out and did what?
I went out and had a lot of drinks. I mean, it was my birthday. I went out to the bar.
People giving you shots.
Yeah, I had shots and drinks and shots. And I guess I was pretty drunk last night.
I will say he rolled in same clothes he was wearing yesterday.
Yeah, dude, you reek of booze.
Yeah, I mean.
He's like, yeah.
Chloe, our poor intern over here, is going to start crying. She's going to be like, somebody, please spray Febreze on him. He's so stinky. Where'd you stay?
I went out with some friends last night, and I ended up, the friends were like, hey, like, stay at our house.
Where did you sleep?
I mean, like, in a friend's bed.
Look at him. Just like,
in a friend's bed. You slept in a friend's bed.
Well, where was I going to sleep?
At home?
I mean, I was going to Uber home, but they were like, no, it's okay. Like, come sleep at our house.
When you woke up, were you like, where am I?
Oh, no. When I woke up, I was well aware of where I was and that I was 30 minutes late for work already.
What did you do last night with this person?
Nothing. It was a friend. I slept in a... I literally did not, I swear.
You slept in a bed with a person?
Guy, what did you do for the first time last night?
I have never done, like, an illegal... I don't think it's illegal. I don't know. What is it? What did I... I took a
drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs.
Okay.
If you do them, you're bad.
I took half of an
Adderall
pill.
And he's like, Mackenzie, did drugs last night. And I was like, what? And I was so mad at him because he's my little chops. I was like, tell me exactly what you put in your body. And it comes to find out he took half of an Adderall, which you really made me believe you did like cocaine or like something crazy or like meth
college
or something terrible.
Love alcohol. Yep. And popping Adderall.
So he took half of a capsule of an Adderall, with his, which is a prescription medicine, which you should not take
controlled
if it's
substance.
Not prescribed to you, but it's treated. They use it for like ADHD, narcolepsy, and so on.
And I feel like I have the complete opposite of ADHD.
Like it made
right?
you go to sleep?
Yeah. So I don't know. Is that bad? Did I do something bad?
Yeah.
I like that you felt that you had to confess that to me.
I just don't understand that as an adult, you're 31 now, you should have your life somewhat figured out of like responsibilities, that you went out and drank and partied on a weeknight and you had work the
but
next day.
But it was
day.
His birthday.
Mackenzie.
So that's okay for him to go
no,
out
it's
and
not.
Live it off.
No, it's not.
However, I don't think that...
833-563-2539. If you're an adult, 18 or 80, and you know you have work the next day, is it okay to go out there and get this drunk to pop a pill?
But it's and half of Adderall. It's let's like let's
does anybody
not say
think that's okay?
Because
I think like you like what were you thinking?
I literally don't know.
But he can't stop smiling, and he had a heck of a time.
Yeah, something
last
else
night.
Happened. I don't know why you're not telling us the truth, because I can tell whether you say something or not. Something went down last night.
Are
nothing
you pregnant?
Went down last night.
Are you pregnant?
I told Mackenzie the truth while you were out of the room.
Yeah.
Did
I was
anything
like,
go
give
down
me
last
the
night?
Dirty deets.
Did your clothing come off at all last
no.
night?
No.
Did somebody else's
no.
clothing come
he
off last night?
He said he didn't hook up last night.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't believe yes. Pork Chop for a minute.
He woke
here.
Up in a compromising position. Let's just put it that way.
What position was that?
In bed with a pillow?
833-563-2539.
And pillow is a dude.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for calling in. Make sure you got your radio turned down. Who is this?
Allison.
Allison, have you heard Pork Chop's night last night?
Yes.
What do you think about that? Is that acceptable?
I mean, honestly, who hasn't done something crazy on, you know,
your
when
birthday.
They have work the next day?
Right.
Yeah, and it was his birthday, but he definitely got laid.
Oh, you think he did?
No, I swear I did.
Yeah, he Chop. Definitely did.
Did you get some booty?
No, I tell Mackenzie the truth. Did I last night?
It's weird that you didn't,
hold on
though.
A second.
Like, I'm shocked.
What's your name again on the phone?
I think you're telling me a partial
Allison.
Truth.
Allison.
Swear to Allison right now, because if you're lying, she should never listen again. Tell Allison the truth. Did you
Allison,
get some booty or not?
I swear to you, I'm telling the truth. I did not.
And I think he's actually bummed about it.
I'm sorry, Allison. I think
no.
he's lying to you, too.
No.
I think he's lying, too.
Because he was with a cutie.
I mean, I listen to you guys every morning, and I feel like he's lying.
I feel like
you're
lying to
on.
All of us, Pork Chop.
I'm not lying.
The way you woke up this morning tells me different.
Yes. 833-563-2539.
And you're wearing your clothes from yesterday.
Good morning. Yeah, that's like the walk of shame. Who is this?
Brittany.
Do you think Pork Chop got some booty last night?
I think Pork Chop might have got something last night, but I don't think he was in the wrong getting messed up on his birthday.
You don't think it's wrong to get messed up when you know you have work the next day and then come into work late?
Well, here's the thing.
It was his birthday. It's just one day of year.
And everyone knows I'm a responsible person. I
yes.
came in and I feel like I did a good job
hey,
today
Chops,
besides being late.
I'm cutting you slack because I get it.
Thank you.
And he at least he made it there because most people that go to work, I mean, go get messed up on their birthday and have to work the next day. Don't show up to work the next
True
day.
True that. He could have called in sick.
Wow. I can't believe how many people we are like just accepting this bad behavior and condoning it.
But I was fine at work this morning.
833-563-2539. 833-563-2539. Hey, thanks for hanging on. What's your name?
This is Demi.
What'd
hey,
you want to say?
What's up, guys?
Not much. We're trying to figure out if it's acceptable that Pork Chop, knowing it was a weekday, he went out last night on his birthday. He got lit. We think he got some booty. We don't know. He woke up at another house. He's actually in work right now in the same clothing he had on yesterday.
He did the walk of shame, but it's all good because it was his birthday. We got to cut him some slack. He lived it up last night.
I can't believe as a mother you're saying this is okay.
Because it was his birthday. It's not like he
okay,
does this all the time.
So listen. First of all, yes. If I would say that it's irresponsible, yes. However, he is an adult, and if Pork Chop wanted to go out and have a blast for his birthday and get a little donkey dog. Pork chop, you can do that.
You know what?
He's grown. Not everybody in here at work, a grown person has gotten up every morning. That's no different than if you got up for work late. If nothing happened last night and he just walked in and say, oh, I overslept, what's the difference?
You know what? I like you, and I'm going to tell you the truth of what exactly happened last night.
Oh, wait, so he's lying to us?
There's one little detail I did leave out. I doubt you want to know this, but I'll just tell you. I woke up with my hand on...
You're not going to say it.
On a male part.
Okay, TMI, pork chop, literally TMI.
You read my mind, girl. Everyone, I can't believe you just said that.
Everyone wanted to know if I got booty or not, so.
Hey, where's the beef?
Hey, but don't get your prerogative.
But yes.
Your birthday. Everybody do it up on their birthday. They turn it up however. You coming in late for work is no different than me coming in late for work. And
that's
I overslept.
That's
no difference
point.
At all. Now, y'all stop putting him on blast.
Thank you.
But now I wonder how many times has Pork Chop done what he did last night, and that's why he's coming late. Like, sorry, guys, I slept in.
Today is...
That's totally none of your bizwack.
Ooh, thank you. I've been here for a year. This is exactly 1 year I've been on the show, and that's only the second time that I've went out on a work night came in like that.
I think it's so cute. It must be something about my face, because he's like, McKenzie. And when he comes in, he like has to confess all of his sins from last night to me. And I'm not judging you. I love you. Like, I want you to live it up and live your life.
And I do not condone what I did to anyone. Like, I mean, I'm telling you,
you're
I've never
fine.
Done
you're
a
fine.
Drug or anything like illegal like that. Like, I don't
it's
know.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it again, though.
Here's Pork Chop last night.
Oh, you touch my tra-la-la. My ding-ding-dong.
What is that?
It's Gunther.
That's amazing.
Joanna, hello.
Hello.
Hey, what do you want to say about Pork Chop's reckless lifestyle?
Okay, that's very reckless. He's 31 years old.
Hey, Joanna, I want to hear you, but you gotta talk right in your phone and make sure your hands or fingers aren't covering up the receiver. Now, what about him?
I said he's 31 years old. He should have known what he was doing. It's very reckless. I seriously don't think he remembers what he did after taking that pill.
I think you're right.
I know. I remember.
What'd you do? What'd you do?
I told
sure
you I woke up with my hand on a D, okay?
Oh, my God.
TMI.
Okay, so you do remember. So you knew what you were doing. So you knew it was wrong because you had to be at work the next day. And then you show up with the same cologne.
He definitely did the walk of shame. Yes.
The people that I went out drinking with suggested that I stay over their house to be safe, so I did that.
You're an adult that's 31 years old. Your job is one of the most responsible, needed jobs in the world. You're supposed to be the first one here.
Okay, let's not go that far,
no,
Joe.
No, Mackenzie, he is...
Well, I guess the only good thing is that he wasn't drinking and driving.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would be one of the dumbest things you could ever do.
Yeah, no, I
wouldn't
do that.
That's the only good thing that came out of this.
He Ubered to work.
Drunk.
Classy move.
But he was drunk at work.
But that
still.
Was a good thing, of course.
So maybe he's still drunk right now?
Possibly.
I don't know. I've got the breathalyzer.
Do it. Blow.
We're this far in the game. Should I blow it?
Blow it right now.
All right, yes. It takes 13 seconds, so maybe, I don't know, tease the garbage or something?
Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
All right, Beyonce's dad gets a bad diagnosis and Matt Damon's major regret. Okay, he's doing it right now, the breathalyzer.
It's always something in his mouth.
Oh my gosh, guys!
He's acting now.
No,
he's a terrible actor.
No, it's a 0.06.
Oh my gosh, guys!
No, he just still blew a 0.06.
You should have... What the heck was it this morning at like 6 a.m.?
Maybe it's broken.
You know what? Let's just get into the garbage right now because I don't have time for this. All right, Mackenzie, you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, here we go. All right, okay. All right, okay. That's going to do it for the show today. Mackenzie, what do you got going on for the rest of your Wednesday?
Well, Joseph, thanks to you. Now I have to go and change my phone number, just what I wanted to do today. But hey, thank you for all the great messages. There's been a lot of sweet messages. So I do appreciate that. I'm going to have to change my number. And then I want to mention I am going to the Chernoff Bazaar. There's this really cool bazaar happening at the Black Iris Estate today. And I'll be hanging out. There's lots of fun vendors. Massage Envy, Saks Fifth Avenue. You can learn about cool sculpting, facials, all the good things. So I think that's going to be really fun. And
well, hey,
it's going to happen till this evening.
If you're going to change your number, might as well give out Mackenzie's cell phone one more time.
No, this is not a thing.
617-689.
Why do you hate me?
7344. I don't hate you. You lost the box of shame.
But you do it one time. It's like I didn't get to smash a million cakes in your face last week. I got
Touché.
To do it once.
Good point. I think you owe him another cake, Mackenzie.
I think I might give out Joe's cell phone number.
Pork chop, you had a wild night last night. You look like a hot mess. You smell like alcohol, and you're wearing yesterday's clothing. So what are you doing today?
Look at this sassy britches over here.
So flattering.
Jeez.
I mean, everything you just said is true, so I need to go home and recoup on life and think about my decisions.
Read the text that you gave out last night.
No. I said, at monkey's tail, help.
It says help. He's intoxicated. And then he never wrote that friend back.
It was one of my friends from the Sullivan Steakhouse. He texted me happy birthday. And I just said, drunk.
Sorry, that's my phone. But you deserve to just let it keep ringing.
At monkey's tail, help. Why would I say help?
If you text me help and you never wrote back, I would have a panic attack.
He texted me this morning like, are you alive?
Are you
And
alive.
I'm like, yeah, sorry about that.
All right.
These text messages rolling in are something else, I gotta say. Thank you. Someone just told me my hair smells lovely, which I don't know how they know, but thank you.
Okay, well, hey, there you go. Congratulations.
But
Mackenzie.
I do hate you. I hate you. I think you should have to go and change my cell phone number.
Because
that's
cool.
Gonna take forever.
I'm okay. All right, well, hey, we can't do any of those fun things unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, the web girl, still on vacation. Man, she's lucky this didn't happen to her. Mm-hmm. And producer Port Chap, let's get on out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.